Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Sandile Swana, political analyst. Good morning. Thanks for joining us again. How are you?
Good morning to you, Howard, and your listeners. I'm doing very well, thank you, and it's raining in Joburg.
Which is absolutely awesome. The air is clear. Well, hopefully will be clear. Everything will be fresh, which is exactly what we need, even maybe politically. But first of all, how important are these political manifestos?
The political manifestos are very important in order, if we're to be actually doing a good job, all of us, the citizens and the residents, as well as the political parties and politicians, the political manifestos, political party manifestos, should be telling us the degree to which each party is going to realize the constitution. So that truly and absolutely is the issue, and I will elaborate on that later on.
Okay, so they are important because it gives a measure as to how almost responsible the political parties are. Are there inherent major differences between all of the parties?
They are, and this is what is starting to worry me about some of these issues that cause the differences. First of all, the duties of a municipality are stated in the constitution and elaborated upon in the various specific laws, being the Municipal Systems Act, Municipal Structures Act, Municipal Finance Management Act, and the bylaws of the municipality. So when political parties start to look at it competitively, what you then discover as you look at these different manifestos is that some of them are now adding duties to the municipalities which are not constitutional duties. But in the meantime, the very constitutional basic services are actually falling below par. Let us illustrate. The DA has focused on saying, let's get back the services such as sewerage back on track, because sewerage in South Africa as a whole is out of track. I think at least 40% of the sewerage plants don't work in South Africa. So you need to get back, and then you can get back the rivers back on track. Then you can get the water, clean water, potable water systems back on track and create water security. So the people who have actually discussed that is the DA. The EFF is talking about providing water. They are not talking about the system, providing free water to poor families. They are not talking about the systems that are broken down that need to be repaired.
So you can see where the focus is, in other words.
You can see where the focus is and where the mistakes are. The mistakes are that the ANC and the EFF, both in terms of track record and in terms of their manifestos, they are not really producing any convincing story that the water systems, and I include sanitation there, are going to be repaired. The roads are, so you just want to, like, they are saying they are going to provide electricity, and the ANC is part of that. But the electricity system, the supply of electricity is actually a problem. There's no stable electricity in South Africa as we speak. Right. So if you are guaranteeing poor people that you are going to give them free electricity, and so when the electricity system is in tatters, you are actually wasting our time. So in terms of the constitutional duties that are written down, the DA is in a distinct class of its own right now.
It's fascinating because I guess then every organization is almost, in inverted commas, true to type. The EFF wants to give, just become popular because they're a populist movement. So we'll give you free water, but not taking into account the details of what it means to actually provide that. The DA is looking at the problems that are existing in the country in terms of infrastructure, and they're trying to address that. The ANC still sticking perhaps with lofty goals, but actually has been in power since 1994. Theirs is one manifesto we shouldn't have to read, actually.
Yeah, so where the DA and the ANC seem to touch sides, although very differently, of course, is in the area also of economic development.
Right.
Now, in South Africa, there is what is called local economic development. This is a legislated exercise. The municipality is charged with making sure that new businesses, new investments are happening in their area, and that jobs are being created and poverty is being eliminated locally. If you are in Joburg, in Joburg. If you are in Cape Town, in Cape Town. If you are in Umtata, in Umtata. You, as the local council, must eradicate poverty there and create prosperity there. The ANC talks about job creation, and they've talked a lot about job creation, even in this manifesto. But when you look at their economic, local economic development programs, I am not aware of one local economic development program in any specific ANC municipality that is run by the ANC that is successful. They've launched the district development model, which is also a local economic development model. They have not launched it successfully anywhere except on paper. And they said they are going to do it in OR Tambo district in the Eastern Cape. They are going to do it up there in Limpopo, in the, what is that area, the waterbed area. None of those things have actually lifted off the ground, and there is no local economic development program. And I'm saying program because it must impact the whole municipal area. None of those have actually succeeded. Again, the DA has distinguished itself in this regard. The EFF has never had an opportunity to run any municipality in South Africa. And they are not winning wards, generally speaking. They are getting proportional votes. So whatever they say, and a lot of what they say impacts on tax laws, which is impacts a lot on tax laws, taxing the rich and so on, which is a whole nother long story that may even fall outside the proper mandate of the municipality.
So in other words, the manifestos indicate a focus. And we see that also with the EFF comment about RDP housing in Sandton and those areas. It's really, it's designed to appeal to a certain group. The ANC probably trying to hold on, kind of acknowledging in the past that they've made some mistake, was promising to do better, talking to the issues they think are important, and the DA talking to trying to fix the things that are broken. Would you agree that those are the three distinct differences between the parties?
Yes. In this middle part, which I think is where you mentioned the ANC, the ANC has made a general statement that, yes, mistakes have been made in the past and we're going to correct them. Where it is a problem is that they are not saying we've made mistakes in water and sanitations, and specifically these are the mistakes we've made.
It's like a blanket
and
thing.
This is how we're going to correct them. We've made mistakes in financial administration. These are the specific mistakes that the Auditor General has pointed out to us, and these are the remedies we're going to put in place. And this is why we failed for 11 years, the past 11 years, to put those remedies in place, although we're told to put them in place. Now we've discovered where we're going wrong. This is exactly where, and this is where we're going to go right. So the ANC is actually using almost like a spiritual religious type of approach where you just confess your sins and be forgiven.
Right.
Without going into the correct, into the detailed corrective program of how is this thing going to be corrected.